live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an investigation has been launched after significant damage was caused to a number of commercial properties in Donegal overnight. The Sea Fisheries Protection Authority has concluded a significant fish kill along the South Donegal coastline was due to natural causes. A Donegal deputy says the entire healthcare system is crumbling under the pressure of numbers and the lack of resources, staff and funding. And Donegal man Kevin Sharkey has accused the national media of not taking him seriously as a potential presidential candidate. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority has confirmed that the discovery of hundreds of dead fish along the South Donegal coastline was due to a shoal of horse mackerel chasing sprat on an ebb tide on Tuesday evening. An investigation was launched after the large number of fish were seen strewn for miles along the coastline from Bundoran to Leitrim. Trish Lafferty has more.
In a statement, the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority says following reports received from members of the public, Killybegs-based Sea Fisheries Protection Officers travelled to Bundoran to investigate a possible fish kill incident and discovered a significant amount of horse mackerel on the shoreline on the evening of Tuesday the 31st of July. SFPOs inspected the fish on site and established that many of them were bloated and full of sprat. They say having revisited the site again this morning, it's been concluded that a shoal of horse mackerel chased sprat on an ebb tide on Tuesday evening, resulting in a sizeable number of the shoal stranded on the beach. The SFPA says this is not an unusual occurrence, although the scale of the incident is not typical. Concluding, the SFPA says they will liaise with both Leitrim and Donegal County Councils in relation to the incident, although they expect most of the fish will go out on the next tide.
An investigation has been launched after significant damage was caused to a number of commercial properties in Donegal overnight. Tinney's Oil in Letterkenny and Coyle Centre in Raphoe were targeted in the early hours of this morning. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Gardaí were alerted to the scene at around 4 o'clock this morning after a gang of four men broke into Tinney's Oil in Letterkenny. A float of €450 was taken, but an attempt to take the safe failed. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, Eddie Tinney spoke of the quick response of the Gardaí and how his daughter and her husband attempted to prevent the culprits from escaping.
The guys were there and they went to go out the top gate. And I seen the top gate was closed, so I had to come down to the bottom one again, and they went out around the patrol car. And they also met my daughter and her husband on the lane, and they held them under the road, but they got up on the footpath and got past them.
Mr. Tinney says while they are open for business today, considerable damage has been caused to the property.
We're not going to the same facilities we had, but they made a wild mess of this inside. They made an awful mess. But they put the carriage head and they pulled the safe out and they pulled all the books and wires and all the doors and the stoves and doors and everything. Oh, it's a wild mess. They had a new 5-ton rope with them. Oh, they're putting their professionals there.
Meanwhile, Coyle Centre in Raphoe was also the subject of an attempted break-in overnight. In a post on the shop's Facebook page, they say at 4 o'clock this morning, four men tried to break into the shop by smashing an upstairs window and the front door. However, they were not able to get any further into the shop. Gardaí were on the scene very quickly, but the men escaped. An investigation is continuing into both crimes, and Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
Presidential hopeful Kevin Sharkey has accused the national media of not taking him seriously as a potential candidate. The artist from County Donegal was not invited to address Waterford City and County Council yesterday evening. Although Senator Joan Freeman, businessman Gavin Duffy and retired Aer Lingus employee Patrick Feeney were invited to give their pitches. Speaking to Ocean FM, Mr. Sharkey says he did write to Waterford Council but never received a reply, and he believes the reason may be because he is not being taken seriously.
Looking across the media spectrum, I'm finding that there are certain newspaper outlets who refuse point blank, A, to mention my name and B, to take me as a serious contender. That's very unfortunate, because in the democracy that we live in, I qualify in exactly the same way as any of the other candidates do to be considered for nomination.
A Donegal deputy says the entire healthcare system is crumbling under the pressure of numbers and the lack of resources, staff and funding. Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher says the ongoing delays in approving home care packages is causing delayed discharges from Letterkenny University Hospital, as those in community hospitals cannot be sent home due to the lack of home care health approval. He says this is having a knock-on effect on the health service as a whole and has called on the health minister to urgently address the issue.
I believe the entire system is crumbling under the pressure, and the government, they're totally lacking in any joined up thinking. If we take our own university hospital in Letterkenny, I know full well that there are patients who are medically discharged there to go to community hospitals or indeed back to their homes. But while beds are not available in community hospitals, then home care packages is ideal. But the HSE are not in a position to approve the hours. They can approve them, of course, but they can't put them into effect until such time as another person in receipt of the home help passes on. This is not good enough, and the minister must take ownership of this. There must be joined up thinking. When one considers that it costs in excess of €1,000 a week for a patient in a community hospital, that €1,000 could go a long, long way in providing home care packages.
And approving these home care packages would indeed have an effect on the whole health system, and it would relieve some pressure.
It would certainly go a long way in releasing beds for patients who are in A&E. This is so obvious. It's not rocket science, so I can't understand how the minister and the government cannot see the benefits of this. So the minister will have to take ownership of this and deal with it urgently. I know exactly what's happening. They're trying to balance the books between now and the end of the year. Patients are not about balancing books. Patients are not about funding. They're about their health and their welfare, particularly those who have given their life service to this country. And we have a responsibility now to care for those people in a dignified fashion.
The leader of the DUP has criticised Sinn Féin and the Irish government's approach to the restoration of the Northern Executive. Arlene Foster has accused Mary Lou MacDonald of prioritising a border poll over the return of Stormont. In a statement today, Ms Foster said comments by Leo Varadkar appear to be an assumption of talks taking place rather than any specific proposals. She said that was an issue for the UK government and the parties in Northern Ireland. Donegal County Council is considering applying for a grant under the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund to cover the cost of restoring Swan Park in Buncrana. There's €1 billion available nationally under the fund and is part of the government's Project Ireland 2040 plan, with €19 million to be distributed next year. The popular amenity currently lies in ruin and is closed to the public for almost a year now after torrential rain last August caused much destruction. Councillor Jack Murray says that it's regrettable progress is taking so long.
Some of the units in Swan Park were completely destroyed, and the people have been shown and have become very, very frustrated with the ongoing delay. A number of weeks ago, I had attended a meeting in Leinster House. It was called by my colleague Potter McLaughlin. It was when Minister Joe McHugh's office, with representatives from various government departments, with the mind to identify and funding to fund the $2.25 million that's needed to repair Swan Park. And to date, that money hasn't been identified, but now that this rural regeneration scheme, hundreds of millions is available, I think there should be some way to identify monies to repair Swan Park.
Now, we know that the funding probably won't be released for some time yet. It could be a long time before the park is fully restored and reopened.
Yeah, it's already gone on too long. We've been waiting far, far too long. But I think people will be encouraged that if we could just identify a funding stream, if we knew that the money was coming, the council could then put in the priority work they could arrange, put it out to tender, arrange for the work to start to commence. We could at least get that step taken. But it's gone on far, far too long. And I've said it before that if Swan Park was in Dublin or had been the Ring of Kerry or likes of Westport, then I think funding would have been identified long, long ago. So I think now if we can get the right political will at national level, then we can deliver this project.
A Donegal County councillor is calling for more investment in water infrastructure in West Donegal. Councillor Micheál Colmgill-Osbach has made the call following the commencement of replacement works of 5 kilometres of water pipe from Derrybeg to Brenelec. It follows confirmation in June that replacement works are to be carried out on the line from Mianlech to Ranafast. Councillor McGill Osbach says the Derrybeg to Brinalec line has been susceptible to bursts, with the most recent happening just this morning.
Even this morning itself, we see yet another burst. This has been far too often at a very high cost to taxpayers. And if you look at also the new infrastructure or the new pipeline from Mianlech to Ranafast, where we've had hundreds upon hundreds of bursts, and roughly at a cost of roughly about €1,200 a fix to taxpayers. And if you add that up, it's colossal money over this last couple of years just. But certainly encouraging news now to see that this work is going to start. But what we need to see is more investment into our water infrastructure in West Donegal and other parts of the county.
Have you been given an indication by Irish Water as to how long this work is going to take to complete?
Yes, you're talking over roughly about 3 to 4 months. If you look from Shaskanvaka or Derrybeg over to Bunlack, there's 5 kilometres of pipe to be laid there. That's a fair piece of infrastructure. It will take time. There will be traffic disruptions. I have met with the contractor, and I have asked that they do consult with the local community. There are key people there who are doing a lot of work, and engaging with them will help make this process a lot easier for the community.
Pope Francis is expected to tackle issues such as homelessness and the housing crisis when he visits later this month. Archbishop of Dublin Dermot Martin says the pontiff will also address clerical sex abuse and wants him to meet victims. Archbishop Martin doesn't expect the Pope to shy away from talking about some of the main issues facing Ireland during his trip.
We have a problem of homelessness. We have a problem at times of the quality of housing. Certain divisions in Irish society. Some people do very well, some people don't. He's not coming to sort of say Ireland is a, you know, is not a good society, but I think he'd be right to challenge all of us, not to be pointing fingers, but to say there are things that could be done better.
The Road Safety Authority has confirmed a recruitment process has begun for driving testers in Donegal. It's believed that new staff will start work in the autumn, with at least one driving tester due to be based in Letterkenny. It was revealed earlier this year that driving test wait times in Buncrana were among the longest in the country, while it takes over 19 weeks from the date of application to sit the test in Donegal Town. Councillor Nicholas Crossan says it's a positive development.
Well, it's welcome back. I still think that the turnaround time in Northern Ireland is something like 37 to 40 days. I think that would be more realistic time in all of Ireland to get that time turned around. But in saying that, I'm not going to be negative about it. This has gone on since last October, and I'm glad to see that it's come to fruition today.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the big annual birthday sale is now on until Sunday.
It's almost 5:15 and time for latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Seamus Coleman has a new defensive teammate, as Everton have completed the signing of Lucas Digne from Barcelona. The 25-year-old left-back has signed a 5-year deal to become Marco Silva's second recruit at Goodison Park. The Toffees will pay a fee of £18 million, which could rise to £20 million. Republic of Ireland international Shaunae Maguire could miss the first 2 months of Preston's new league campaign. The former Cork City star hobbled out of the weekend's pre-season friendly against Oldham Athletic. Scans have revealed a hamstring injury which could keep Maguire sidelined for 8 weeks. Preston play Queen's Park Rangers in their championship opener at Deep Deal on Saturday. Celtic can move a step closer to the Champions League group stages this evening. Brendan Rodgers' side hold a 3-1 lead heading into the second leg of their second round qualifier with Rosenborg in Norway. Cork City await the losers rather in the Europa League. Dundalk will have an eye on the game between Sturm Graz and Ajax in Austria this evening. The Dutch Giants hold the upper hand, leading the first leg after the first leg by 2-0. Dundalk will face the losers if they overcome AK Larnaca in Cyprus tomorrow. Later this evening, the Republic of Ireland cerebral palsy side will play the host, the Netherlands, in their final group game at the 2018 IFCPF European Championships. Both sides are unbeaten going into the game, and both have already qualified for the semi-finals. Donegal's Oisin Merritt is set to feature again for Ireland this evening. Adam Morgan's spell at Sligo Rovers has come to an end. The former Liverpool striker has left the showgrounds by mutual consent after playing only 6 minutes of football since mid-May. Morgan's Sligo career started with 4 goals in his first 6 games, but he struggled with injury during the time with the bit of red. Meanwhile, Sligo have confirmed they're taking up the place in the Iron Brew Scottish Challenge Cup, where that place, of course, was left vacated by Bray Wanderers recently. Now to Gaelic games. The excitement, the anticipation is all building towards the biggest ever game to be played in Ballybofey this coming Sunday. Donegal are taking on Tyrone as they battle for a place in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final. It's going to be a tremendous occasion in front of a sold-out 16,000 capacity McCool Park this coming weekend. At stake is that big prize of a place in the last four. Here's Donegal's Hugh McFadden.
Unfortunately, we haven't been able to reach the semi-finals now since 2014. I think we have a lot of good teams throughout the years, but unfortunately it just didn't work out the way we wanted it to. The one thing I can guarantee is that there'll be nobody coming out of the Donegal changing room next Sunday at 3:30 that'll be lacking in will or desire or effort to get to an All-Ireland semi-final. You're going to have to argue that no one's going to really come out of their own team too well in the flint too easily, and there's no point hiding away from that there. It's going to be a game of fine margins, and we're just hoping that we can find those margins a wee bit better than the knee can.
Hugh McFadden there, speaking ahead of Donegal against Tyrone this coming weekend in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Super 8. There's more from Hugh online in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, and indeed you'll be able to hear more from the Killybegs man tonight, along with Tyrone manager Mickey Hart. They'll be on the GA programme this evening. We're going to have an hour special since the game is one of the biggest ever to be played here in the county. Tom Comack will also be looking ahead to the tie with former Donegal All-Star forwards Adrian Sweeney and Colin McFadden, former Tyrone All-Star defender John Lynch, and ex-Fermanagh manager and player Dom Corrigan also on the programme tonight. Another special, the GA programme, thrown on at 8:30, looking ahead to Donegal against Tyrone. And of course, if you're not one of the 16,000 that got the ticket for the match this coming weekend, you can of course tune Highlands Way. We'll have the build-up from 2:30, the full match live from 3:30 this coming weekend on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. In the meantime, Mickey Hart is refusing to shed any more light on why the Healy Park pitch was narrowed for the recent Super 8 defeat to Dublin. The Tyrone manager claimed that after the game, the pitch dimensions in Omagh were changed following a request from the match broadcaster Sky. But Sky since clarified that they did not and would not make such a request. Speaking ahead of Tyrone's final group game with Donegal, Hart claimed the matter was over and done with and that he doesn't want to talk about it again. If Stephen Rochford stays on as Mayo manager, it appears that he'll have to do some serious reorganising for this backroom team. It's been reported that selector Donny Buckley and goalkeeping coach Peter Burke are to leave their roles, while Tony McNamee is another that could be stepping down. Mayo were dumped out of the football championship following a qualifier loss to Kildare. Rochford himself is set to meet with the Mayo County Board next week. And finally this evening in racing, the Galway Plate is the feature race on day 3 of the Galway Festival at Ballybrit. The Gordon Elliott trained Jury Judy is vying with Willie Mullins Patrick's Park for the favourites tag on the feature, which goes to post at around 7:20 this evening. Big GA programme tonight to come at 8:30, but after that I'll be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. The number of people waiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital rose again today, with 24 people waiting there this morning. Meanwhile, INMO figures show the numbers of people awaiting admission over the course of the month of July was almost double the figure from 12 months previously. Donal Kavanagh has more.
24 people were awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, 12 of them on emergency department trolleys. That's 6 up on yesterday. On Monday, the hospital had 35 people awaiting admission, the highest figure in the country that day, with the Selta Hospital Group confirming the hospital's full capacity protocol was in place. It's claimed the HSE, meanwhile, is sleepwalking into another winter crisis in emergency departments. The INMO says figures from the health service show a shortage of over 200 nurses in emergency departments across the country. Figures show there's been an increase of 89% in the number of people waiting on beds at Letterkenny University Hospital last month, compared to figures from July 2017. There were 400
249 people awaiting admission over the course of July this year, compared to 237 12 months earlier.
Proposals for a one-way system in Rathmullen have been officially rejected by residents and business owners in the town. It's been agreed that further public consultations will take place, as it's claimed locals were given some incorrect information on the proposals during a recent public consultation. Councillor Liam Blaney says that even if there is an agreement reached, he doesn't foresee the project coming to fruition anytime soon.
It'll be either accepted or rejected by the 7th of August, Tuesday coming, and we felt that the time was too short to have more public consultation and to be able to hold a special council meeting to adopt it. So it was agreed that it would be put to one side, that there would be more public consultation and try and get agreement with the people of Rathmullen of what exactly they wanted, and that we would go in for party planning again and try and get it put through then at that stage without hopefully too many objections to it. But as it stands at the minute, even if it had been passed the way it was wanted there, it's going to be a number of years, in my opinion, before it could happen, because it's going to take hundreds of thousands of euro to take Rathmullen up to standard for a one-way system, and there's no funding there for it at present.
Now, it is important to get it right. We do know that there have been a number of residents and business owners in and around Rathmullen who aren't necessarily in agreement with the current proposals that are on the table.
Yeah, I think we deserve more consultation with them people. Try and overcome whatever problems they see there, and try and take the people of Rathmullen with us rather than dividing the community in two, which I believe that this proposal as they are present would have done.
New car registrations in Donegal are down over 10% compared to figures from 2017. The Society of the Irish Motor Industry's second quarterly motor industry review showed there were 2,399 new car registrations in the county so far this year. Nationally, new car registrations are down 4%, while new car sales have dropped almost 3% compared to the previous year. Economist Jim Power says the report highlights that while the country's economic indicators continue to evolve in a positive manner, car sales have bucked the trend.
The economy is growing strongly, consumer confidence is high, the unemployment rate has come down to 5.1%, employment has reached record levels, incomes are starting to grow again. So all of those factors should be driving new car sales. However, in the first 6 months of the year, new car sales were down by 4.5%. So they've become a little bit divorced from what's happening in the real economy, and it is really down to the impact that sterling weakness is having on used imports from the United Kingdom.
And finally in news, employment experts are warning that Ryanair could see problems with Christmas bookings if the pilots' dispute continues. Pilots based in Belgium and Sweden became the third and fourth groups to announce strike action today. Irish pilots will strike for a fourth time on Friday, while those in Germany are also planning industrial action. Professor Michael Doherty from Maynooth University says both sides need to be careful with how they conduct the PR battle.
There isn't a huge wave of antipathy towards the pilots and the unions. That may change if things dig in. The problem for the company, of course, is people will make decisions very soon on travelling at Christmas. And if you're uncertain right now, it affects your decisions way down the line. So the problem might be for the company that the hit comes actually now before the PR battle intensifies.
And for weather now, rain and drizzle heavy in places for a time will ease and clear this evening. Tonight will be mild and humid, cloudy and mostly dry overnight, with just a few patches of light rain, mist or drizzle, and lowest temperatures of 14 to 16 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, an investigation has been launched after significant damage was caused to a number of commercial properties in Donegal overnight. Tinney's Oil in Letterkenny and Coyle Centre in Raphoe were targeted in the early hours of this morning. The Sea Fisheries Protection Authority has confirmed that the discovery of hundreds of dead fish along the South Donegal coastline was due to a shoal of horse mackerel chasing sprat on an ebb tide on Tuesday evening. An investigation was launched after the large number of fish were seen strewn for miles along the coastline from Bundoran to Leitrim. Presidential hopeful Kevin Sharkey has accused the national media of not taking him seriously as a potential candidate. The artist from County Donegal was not invited to address Waterford City and County Council yesterday evening. And the Road Safety Authority has confirmed a recruitment process has begun for driving testers in Donegal. It's believed that new staff will start work in the autumn with at least one driving tester due to be based in Letterkenny. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The evict notices for this Wednesday evening, the 1st of August. The death has taken place of Daniel Green, Mill Road, Dunlow. His remains will repose at the family home from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Friday at 12 noon in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Maharee Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Art McLaughlin, 29 Newton Kennedy Street, Strabane, formerly of Burn Dennett. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Mark Ivers, 24, Gaddiduff, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his parents, Jimmy and Angela Ivers' residence at 9, Gaddiduff, Clonmany. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of Comiskey Funeral Directors or any family member. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Susan McIver, Ballyrane, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there at 10 o'clock on Friday morning to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for Requiem Mass at 10:30, followed by interment in Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10:30 p.m. to 11 a.m. daily and on the morning of the funeral. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McIlwee Funeral Director.